We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Doug Mouton joins us now, WWL-TV sports director and a longtime friend. Good morning, Doug.
Doctor, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Spectacular.
What are we doing? Boiling crawfish today? Barbecuing this weekend? What's going on there at the Mouton estate?
Yeah, my brother does the crawfish boiling for Easter. He is extremely good at it. So I'm eating Jerry Mouton's crawfish this weekend.
At your house?
At my mom's house. So beautiful downtown Metairie.
So you just pick up a cake from a grocery store, show up, and you got it, right?
I don't even do that. I just show up and eat. That's my thing. I'm just showing up and eating.
Yeah, you got it good, man. I'm telling you.
Let me
talk about Drew Brees here, because you do a thing, and every now and then Doug does these things on Channel 4, and he's got the screen that flips around four ways, and it doesn't really flip. But you understand what I'm saying, the graphics, and he'll show you, like, with statistics and why it makes no sense to do this, why it makes no sense to do that. And
You know what you call that when the screen is flipping around? It's called a PowerPoint. That's what it's called. We actually build a PowerPoint on that screen and flip it around. That's what that's called, just so you'll know. Welcome to 2019, Tommy Tucker. My wife does those every single day at work. She's a teacher. I just wanted to welcome you to 2019. We've been waiting for you. We're glad to have you here.
All righty then. So Doug does these PowerPoint presentations that I like. All right, I'm going to tell a story. We used to do this little program, Know It Alls, which was a game show. And Doug says one day, you know, he's watching Jeopardy. And by the way, have you seen this guy on Jeopardy? Man, he's killing it. Have you seen it or not?
Wait, who? Yes, I saw him yesterday.
Me too. This guy's phenomenal. He did not answer one incorrectly.
Yeah, I looked up. He has $47,000. That's crazy.
He's a professional gambler, and he knows how much to bet. He bets odd numbers on a daily doubles, like yes, what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But he'll bet amounts like $2,138, because apparently in his mind he does all of this math where what he can afford to win, what he can afford to lose, and he's chasing at Ken Jennings.
Yeah, I watched him yesterday. He was crazy good.
Yeah, but anyway, Doug said that Know It Alls was just like Jeopardy, only nowhere is good. Which is a quote I'll go to my grave remembering. All right, well, we've been done screwing around. Let's take a break here, huh? And then we'll come back and talk seriously about Drew Brees and highly paid quarterbacks, et cetera. Sound good?
Tommy, anything you say sounds good.
Is it time for a break? No. Oh, it's not time for a break. All right, so tell me about this thing you did where the screen turns around, Doug, as it relates to Drew Brees and how much he's making as a quarterback.
Well, look, Russell Wilson's contract comes up, and he becomes the highest paid player in the NFL. He's $140 million in 4 years. That's $35 million a year. So the first thing I think is, and I'm trying to remember in my head, where does Drew Brees fit on a list of highest paid quarterbacks? And I knew it wasn't in the top four or five, so then I actually looked it up because these things are easy to look up these days.
Well, you're making a PowerPoint. You had to.
Well, and with the PowerPoint, you can put pictures on them and the numbers, and you can make it reveal.
Sure.
And literally PowerPoints take like 10 minutes to build. It's really not that difficult.
Yeah.
Anyways, it turns out he's tied for the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and two numbers from last year that I think are the two most telling quarterback numbers, or one, a quarterback rating, which I know isn't perfect, but Drew Brees had the best quarterback rating in the NFL, and two, the Saints were the number one seed in the NFC playoffs, which is your quarterback, obviously, is your leader of the team. Mm-hmm. And so by really, I mean, granted, Pat Mahomes was the MVP, but Drew Brees was the second team everything. So at worst, he's the second best quarterback in the NFL last year, and he's the seventh highest paid. So, look, I still go back to a few years ago when Drew Brees first signed the giant contract. There were a significant number of Saints fans complaining about Drew Brees' salary, saying he should take less money to let the Saints sign other guys. The fact is, he sort of has done that now. I know he makes $25 million a year, which is a lot, but by NFL standards, for what he delivers, he's a bargain.
It's what the market will bear, right?
Well, no, it's actually less than what
No, but you understand what I'm saying. For people that, we're going to take a break here, but for people that think $25 million to throw a football, doesn't matter. That's what the market will bear, right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, the market bears more than that, and he takes a little less.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, I found it interesting where Tom Brady places on this list. Doug Mouton's our guest. He's going to teach us about PowerPoint and talk about quarterback salaries when we return right here on WWL. Doug Mouton, our guest, WWL TV sports director, and he did a PowerPoint the other night about quarterback salaries. And I'm looking at it here, and I think, Doug, it would be correct to say, well, would you trade any of these guys for Drew Brees, even though they're making more, right? You understand what I'm saying in terms of, are they worth more?
Yeah, well, there's two ways to look at it. Would you trade for Drew Brees this year at his price? I would say no. Now, look, if you said, would you trade long-term for a guy who's 10 years younger than him, well, that becomes a whole different argument. But I would say this, heading into next year, there's, with the possible exception of Pat Mahomes, because he's on a rookie salary, there's nobody that I would trade for this coming football season at the price they're at than Drew Brees. And that was my simple point in the it takes me 2.5 minutes of a PowerPoint to make one point, but sometimes that's good. If you can, one simple point, Drew Brees is still a bargain.
Well, I'm looking at the people ahead of him. Derek Carr, well, pretty much even with him. Then you got Matthew Stafford with the Lions, Jimmy Garoppolo with the 49ers, Kirk Cousins, Vikings, and I'm working from low to high. Matt Ryan, $30 million, Aaron Rodgers, $33.5 million, and Russell Wilson, of course, I think now is the highest paid player in the NFL.
Yes, correct. Yes.
At $35 million. Let me talk about this year's schedule. Doug, your thoughts on that?
Well, two things. One, the one thing I know the Saints hate are Thursday night games. It's the one time where Drew Brees really went off was after the 2017 Thursday night game in Atlanta. I know they hate Thursday night games, and they only got one. So that's a good thing. It's a Thanksgiving game. And I think at this point, and I haven't done this number, but I think everybody gets at least one. But only one I know is good. But I'll also say this. Those first four games, it is stacked right off the bat. Now, is that good or bad? I don't know. But it is a ridiculously difficult first four. Monday night here against Houston, then West Coast to L.A. on a short week. Now, it's week two, so you should be fully healthy, but that's a tough turnaround. Then week three in Seattle, and there is talk that they'll stay on the West Coast now between week two and week three.
They've said that, Doug?
No, they have not. But the rumors are out there, and it seems very plausible. It would certainly make sense. And then week four, the one team that really handled the Saints last year was Dallas in Dallas. And in week four, you get Dallas at home on Sunday night. So if you could come out of the first four 2-2, because obviously after that, the schedule eases up an incredible amount. If you could come out 2-2 in the first four, you'd be in great shape heading forward. But it's a tough start.
What do you think if none of us want this to happen, but if they go out to L.A. and get their helmets handed to them, do you think that'd have a long-term effect on the season, or would it just be a game, oh, well, it didn't work, we'll see you again?
No, I think it absolutely would not. I mean, you saw it 2 years ago when they started 0-2 and were terrible in the first two games, went to London, turned it around, and then went on this crazy run and the beginning. And last year, they were terrible in week one and lost, and it was, finished 13-3, almost immediately forgotten. No, that's the good thing about a rough start, is that this is the NFL. Nobody's going 16-0. And if they could come out 2-2 and then somehow, you know, in the next set win 3 out of 4, then the next set 4 out of 4. No, all the beginning of the season is long gone. Your team changes in the course of the year. It evolves. You're never the same team in December that you were in September. That's the good thing about having it stacked early, is that by December, you've forgotten all of that.
Yeah, and it seems, though, and somebody texted this in, I thought it was interesting, that if you're going to have a rough start, you may as well have it against 4 of the tougher teams on the schedule, right?
Yeah, no question about it. And like I said, each of the last 2 years, now, last year was just a 1-game blip, but 2 years ago it was a 2-game blip. And the Saints still made the playoffs and still could have made a legitimate Super Bowl run. It had nothing to do with the start. It was that they were just too young. But if you're going to stack one quarter of the schedule, I would rather the first quarter be stacked because, again, you can put it behind you.
One other thing I thought was interesting in your PowerPoint was that Teddy Bridgewater is the highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, that was one thing I didn't realize until actually I started looking up numbers, was that he's the 22nd highest paid quarterback. You got to realize at this point, Tommy, there are about 10 starting NFL quarterbacks still working on their rookie salaries. There's been a lot of rookie quarterbacks in the last couple of years that are team starters, and all of those guys, including Pat Mahomes, are going to come cheap. That's the one great thing about having any player, Alvin Kamara still working on his rookie contract, is that by NFL standards, they are extremely cheap. So Teddy Bridgewater is the highest paid backup and 22nd on the list. He's higher paid than 11 NFL starters, and it's a one-year deal. It was $7.25 million, which by NFL standards is not an enormous amount, but it is a lot for a backup quarterback. Clearly, there's something in Teddy Bridgewater that Sean Payton really likes and wants to keep around. And I don't know if they're 100% sure that he's the guy to take over when Drew Brees is done, but he's sure very, very, very possible as the next guy, or they wouldn't be paying him that amount.
Is there another Patrick Mahomes out there?
This year?
Yeah.
I tell you what. Kyler Murray, I watched him, and he was my vote for the Heisman Trophy. He is unbelievably good, completely different. Really, I don't think there's any NFL quarterback who plays quite like him. He could be. I really like him. But look, and here's the thing about Mahomes. Mahomes was one that Sean Payton, if you remember, was 100% in on. Mm-hmm. That was the draft a couple of years ago when Ryan Palmer, the golfer, was in there and came out and said, you know, if Lattimore hadn't been there, it would have been Mahomes. And even though the Saints didn't need a quarterback, there was something about Mahomes that Sean Payton and company recognized as the guy they wanted to have. So he's a guy they saw. I love Kyler Murray. We'll see if he's that good. But Mahomes is. I mean, if you watched him play, and look, I know Saints fans were constantly almost rooting against him because he was the guy going head-to-head with Drew Brees for a lot of the awards. But Patrick Mahomes is unbelievably fun to watch.
Yep.
And that, look, Mahomes is the future of the NFL. He's the guy that's going to be there for the next 15 years. And Super Bowl predictions, you're seeing them a lot. And the three teams that are coming up the most in Super Bowl predictions are the Chiefs, the Saints, and the New England Patriots, just because they always are.
Tell me about the free agency, looking ahead to the draft, et cetera.
Yeah, look, the Saints didn't do any giant splashy moves. I know they took some heat for the Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray switch out. I love Latavius Murray as a player. I like Mark Ingram, and I know he was super popular in the locker room, but I don't think that's the kind of hit that some people have said it is. I think it's almost a lateral trade out. So that part didn't bother me. Look, I still think, and look, getting Jared Cook, I thought was the key to free agency. The one place where the Saints really were lacking from a personnel standpoint was when they went into their 5-receiver package on third down, you had Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara, and then 3 other guys. for most of the year. I mean, you had two real options, or I would say two elite options in the passing game, and then a major gap. I think if the numbers are right, Mike Thomas had 114 catches, and the Saints' second wide receiver, who was Traquan Smith, had 28. Ted Ginn's 34 years old heading into the season. You didn't get a lot of production from tight end. So they went out and got Jared Cook. That's a good thing. So right now, you've got a slot receiver spot that maybe you can play Traquan Smith. He's got to get a lot tougher. Or maybe you can play Cameron Meredith, who hasn't been right for 2 years. But I would not be surprised if they went out and got a big wide receiver in the draft to play in the slot. Just when you go five wide receivers, you can't let them triple team Mike Thomas. You have to have guys out there who can do more. And you saw in the game against the Rams that should have sent the Saints to the Super Bowl, Alvin Kamara was unstoppable in passing situations. You got to get a legitimate, real third option in there.
Did the doctors miss on Cam Meredith?
Yeah, it would sure appear that they did. He was never right. Now, look, if he comes back this year and plays like they thought he would when they signed him last year. But, yeah, Tommy, I think you're at this point. I mean, look, he couldn't play at all last year. Or I take that back. He did play, but he was never right. He was never 100%, never did the things they thought he would do. I think he had one touchdown on the season, and it was in Atlanta. I think that's the simplest explanation. They weren't necessarily wrong about the player. They were wrong about whether or not the player could actually play.
He was only egged about three games, right?
Yeah, no, I think it was a few more than that, but he didn't do much.
Yeah.
So it's, whatever it was, I mean,
he was active. He wasn't involved.
In some cases like that, you have to just use the eyeball test. If you're playing wide receiver and you don't notice a guy, if he's in the game, you know, and you don't notice him and he's a wide receiver. The only guy who was the exception to that was when they had Brandon Coleman, who was a great blocker.
Yeah.
And they would put him in literally just to block. But for the most part, if you're playing wide receiver and you don't get seen for a whole game, that's not good for you.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. Happy Easter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.